This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Despite historic levels of flooding in Louisiana that killed over a dozen people and forced hundreds of thousands out of their homes, the U.S. government's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, decided to go ahead and auction off leases to millions of acres of Gulf Coast waters for offshore drilling. Activists attempted to attend the auction, and four people holding a banner saying more drilling equals more flooding were arrested. The lease auction came as President Obama toured flood-stricken areas of Louisiana. Meanwhile, a new report released by the Center for Biological Diversity this week denounces offshore drilling. It's called Critical Gulf, the Vital Importance of Ending New Fossil Fuel Leases in the Gulf of Mexico. My guest is Anne Rolfes. She's the founding director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade. Welcome to the program, Anne.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So first, let's talk about the auction itself. This is obviously not the first time the BOEM has done that. Neither is it the first time that protesters have attended the auction. But I understand that this time the BOEM tried a little harder to keep the public away from the auction itself.
Yeah, well, you featured our action last March, in which we had 300 people show up at that auction, delivering a very clear message. We said the Gulf is not for sale, over and over again to the crowd of people who were there to bid. But what they did this time is they decided they had a very carefully worded press release in which they said that public participation was no longer necessary, and that they had decided this after talking with stakeholders. That can only be the oil industry. So they didn't let anybody in. Instead, they live streamed it, which proves that we were effective.
So basically, they thought that simply allowing the public to view without participating in the lease auction live would be enough. Still, four people managed to make it at least in front of the building. Tell us exactly what played out on Wednesday.
Yeah, so what happened is that the auction itself was on Wednesday, and we went to their office the day before, in part to make a last-ditch effort to get President Obama to cancel the auction. And so we went there. A group of us occupied the building, or at least the front of the building, as far as they would let us in, and said that we wouldn't leave until President Obama canceled the sale. A really, really important part of this, Sonali, is that we brought with us debris from Baton Rouge from the floods. So early in the morning, there was a team that assembled a big pile of flood debris so that when BOEM workers walked in that day, they saw it. And our message, as you stated, is very clear. We're having these floods because of all this drilling and the dependence on fossil fuels.
Again, BOEM is the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Let's actually tease apart that statement. I mean, it sounds simplistic. More drilling equals more flooding. That was the message on the banner. But connect the dots for us. How would more drilling cause more flooding? You're not talking about drilling actually, leading to the ocean directly getting onto the land. You're talking about the impacts of fossil fuel burning, right?
Right. And if we drill this oil and we burn this oil, we make the atmosphere warm. When the air is warmer, it holds more moisture. When the air holds more moisture, it rains and we have flooding. What was very interesting, and you probably noticed this, was that the media, even the mainstream media, really connected the dots between climate change and this flooding. The lead sentence in the New York Times in one of those articles was, when climate change arrives, it will not announce itself, but it will look very much like the flooding in Louisiana. And those are the dots that we're connecting.
Right, and I think that's a really important point. Obviously, the area, the state, is one that has been prone to annual flooding. But as you said, climate change doesn't announce itself with a bang. It is something that can happen quite unpredictably. And the amount of water, of rain that was dumped onto areas of Louisiana over the last week and a half was unprecedented. Trillions of gallons of water. Right?
Yeah, and I think an important point too is that a lot of the places that flooded had never flooded before. For example, I grew up in a town called Lafayette, which is in the southwestern part of the state. My neighborhood never flooded. My childhood home never came close to flooding. It's on a hill, in fact, and it flooded this time. And so I think that's the point, is that more and more people are growing vulnerable, that we're going to have these rainstorms. They may not be hurricanes, but they're going to be rainstorms and flooding like we've never seen. In the reporting this week, I'm sure y'all have read that that a lot of people didn't have flood insurance. And that's because these are not areas that have traditionally flooded.
So because these are not areas that have traditionally flooded, a lot of people are, of course, going to be relying on federal aid. Over 100,000 people are slated to apply for federal aid this time. Let's talk about the role of the federal government. President Obama earlier chastised for not visiting the state, even though the state's governor defended him. He did come on the same day as the leases were being auctioned. I imagine that there's great irony in that. Right?
There's so much irony. This whole situation is full of irony. I mean, the fact that we had a flood and that, yeah, we're announcing more drilling on the same day. Also, let's look at the location of this auction that they have. You know, for years now, they have auctioned off our Gulf of Mexico in the Superdome. What's the Superdome? It was what they called the refuge of last resort during Hurricane Katrina. And anyone who remembers back in 2005 saw hundreds of, you know, African Americans for the most part filing into the Superdome. And it was a terrible situation in there. So they even do their bidding for the drilling in the place that is, you know, show the climate change disaster. It's, you know, unbelievable.
Now, so what is the role that President Obama takes in enabling these leases? This is his administration. And obviously, as president, he may not be involved in the day-to-day matters of one lease here or there. But what is his position as president on offshore drilling? It was the Republican Party at their last convention that kind of popularized the perverse phrase, drill, baby, drill. Yet under a Democratic administration, we see drilling continuing.
Yes, and we see drilling continuing specifically in the Gulf of Mexico, and it becomes more and more clear all the time that we really are the sacrifice zone for drilling. For example, just in the last several months, there was the idea that perhaps the federal government would open up the Atlantic coast for drilling. And what did the administration do under the leadership of Obama? They elected not to drill off the Atlantic coast, and we're very happy about that. Look at the Arctic. There is a temporary ban on drilling there for about 2 years. That was also under the leadership of President Obama. So in some areas, he's made really great decisions, you know, not allowing Keystone to go through. And yet, the one area in which this idea of drill, baby, drill is still prominent is in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's our job, right, is to continue to deliver the message that we, the people of this region, no longer want it.
We're here in California, and where maybe my California audience and certainly myself don't fully appreciate how vast the industry in the Gulf Coast is, the fossil fuel industry is already. Now, setting aside the leases for new offshore drilling, how concentrated, if you will, are offshore operations currently in the Gulf?
Well, it certainly is a very prominent part of the culture. I mean, when you and the situation here, when you're in certain towns, you see signs for different sorts of oil field services company. Everything from helicopters to the Gulf to caterers to people that make pipelines and go and lay pipelines. So it's very prominent, and it's why the industry has had a stranglehold on our elected officials for so long. But I think we have a very, very strong argument, and I know that I've said this to you before, that there are plenty of jobs right now in the industry. You know, this whole false idea that the industry tries to set up that we are going to make, you know, a big job loss in this part of the country, it's really quite false. Because if they really cared about jobs, they would hire thousands of people now to attend to their abandoned wells in the Gulf of Mexico. Sonali, they have 26,000 abandoned oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow.
There's a lot of work to be done.
So this report that the Center for Biological Diversity released, Critical Gulf, points out that unleased fossil fuels today account for approximately half of the potential greenhouse gas pollution from all remaining fossil fuels in the United States. So we are talking about the federal government essentially controlling fossil fuel potential, fossil fuel pollution potential. And it's actually, instead of leaving the oil in the ground or beneath the ocean floor, as is this case, the government is going ahead and enabling oil corporations, fossil fuel corporations, to reach the soil through these leases. Why is it doing that? What is it, what is the government's interest?
That's a great question, because if you look at what President Obama has said with around climate, that it's important to him through the Paris Accords, this action doesn't make sense. So you can only imagine that it's political pressure. But even the political pressure I find questionable, because all the people who are giving him a hard time about this will never like him anyway, right? I mean, it's stalwart Republicans, to be sure, certainly some Democrats in this part of the world. But, you know, it's time for a change, and I can't quite figure out why, you know, leave us alone as the sacrifice zone. I mean, what I do know is that it's our job, it's my personal job, to make the point we don't want it anymore.
Right. So basically, Obama technically seems to have nothing politically to lose. However, of course, the Democratic Party has been beholden, like the Republican Party, to fossil fuel interests, to Wall Street interests, et cetera. I want to talk about the ordinary Louisianans on the ground, not your organization and activists who really connect the dots between drilling and flooding, but ordinary Louisianans who've been directly impacted and how they view, if it's even on their radar, the auctioning of these leases. Is this something that there's awareness of on the ground?
People aren't aware of it. And when you tell them, did you know that last March, for example, the federal government auctioned 43 million acres of our Gulf of Mexico? Most people are aghast. They simply don't know it's happening.
Wow. And so if they were to have that public awareness and connect the dots between that and the flooding that has devastated their lives, you would see a very different response. How much news coverage have your protests gotten? You said that because of the timing, perhaps this week with the floods, mainstream media at least this time made the connection between the leases and climate change?
No, absolutely not. You know, we certainly got national coverage of our action on Tuesday. There was a little bit of local coverage. You know, the local papers and the local media are really busy focusing on the floods themselves and less about, you know, why does this flooding happen? What are our risks in the future? And we're still in a situation here in which the idea of recognizing climate change is seen as a political idea rather than simply a scientific fact. Just look at our elected representatives. Our congressional representatives in the southern part of the state, including Representative Steve Scalise, who is the House Majority Whip, they are climate deniers, hardcore climate deniers. Charles Bustani, who is the representative from Lafayette, my hometown, that got terribly flooded, hardcore climate denier. And yet they represent some of the most vulnerable districts in the United States. Now, there was a Los Angeles Times story this week about our congressional delegation withholding their vote for recovery funds for Hurricane Sandy. But what that story didn't look at was how very vulnerable to climate change and sea level rise these very districts are. And I think that's a story that's not been told that needs to be.
So, Anne, at this point, what will happen with these leases if the public has been kept out of these auctions and basically now the kind of action you had in March seems to not be possible? How do you stop these leases? What are the next plans? And is there another auction of leases planned in the coming future?
Yes, there's another one planned for March and then another one in April. And unless we intervene and stop these, it will go on and on and on. So I think we have two factors that are working in our favor. One has been the price of oil. And it is true now that these oil companies own these leases. But if it is not profitable for them to go and drill for that oil, then perhaps they'll never be touched. So that would certainly be good news. But the second
So what you're saying is, ironically, the low price of oil, which of course sadly ends up increasing oil consumption, makes it less lucrative for oil companies to actually go and drill?
Yes, I think it's an unintended benefit of these low prices. I believe that most of us who do this kind of work always thought that when oil was really expensive is when we would start to phase it out. But, you know, if you think of, just use common sense, it makes sense that when oil is so expensive, these guys are making a lot of money. So right now it's harder for them because the price of oil is low. I want to point out that they consider that they're not making money. They're still making money. They're just not making the ludicrous profits they're used to. And I think this greed factor is a very, very important dynamic. You know, they're starting to lay people off, and they're blaming the economy, and they're blaming people like me for driving the price down. In fact, you know, they're greedy, right? They have an unhealthy idea of how much money they have to make. And I know, I grew up surrounded by people, right? You know, buying fancy sports cars to send their kids to high school in, right? Fancy clothes, big parties. I mean, I know the lifestyle of some of these oil guys, and it's greed.
Give out a website for Louisiana Bucket Brigade.
The website is labucketbrigade.org. And we also have a website for the campaign to end drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. It's called nonewleases.org.
That's nonewleases.org. We'll post a link to both those websites from our site later today. And thank you, as always, for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Ann Rolfes is the founding director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.